If you mess up publicly at work, what do you do afterward?
So the first thing you want to do in a situation like that is explain the situation. So in this case, lots happened that we can see, but there might have been things that happened that we can't see. So what exactly were the other things that maybe we couldn't see? So we look at the refs. We know what happened. They missed the call. Were they properly trained? Did they have the equipment they needed and the authority they needed to do what they needed to do? Or were they just thrown into an environment and asked to kind of figure it out? Maybe they weren't ready. So maybe it wasn't completely 100% their fault.
And you're saying that can happen at work too.
Absolutely. And that happens to us every day at work. We get thrown into a situation where we're asked to put out a fire and we may or may not have the support we need. We may or may not have the skills we need or the resources we need. And then we're asked to figure it out. So it's not about not claiming responsibility or accountability. It's making sure that we communicate what was the actual situation that we were thrust into.
How do you face your coworkers? How do you face your boss?
You have to come right out and say, hey, look, this situation did not go the way I wanted it to. It was absolute disaster or I screwed up. The last thing you want to do is say, it wasn't my fault. If that's the first thing out of your mouth, people are immediately going to blame you and want to hold you more accountable. And think about it. What do we not want to hear from those refs? We don't want to hear them go on live television and say, it really wasn't our fault. What we'd rather hear them say is, we did everything we could, but we admit we made a mistake there. Now, if you're at work, what you need to quickly then back that up with is say, here's what I learned from that situation that I will not repeat again. One of the interview questions almost always that's asked is, tell me about a time when you failed. What they care about there is two things. One, they want to see that you're able to acknowledge it, because we all make mistakes, and that you learned something from it. Now, you can still say, hey, I screwed up. Part of it was because I didn't have the resources I need. At the time, I didn't realize that. I thought I was good. So now I know whenever I'm asked to do a big project, I first make sure I've got all the things I need to get it done.
I wanted to go back to something that you talked sort of around a second ago, and that was this issue of trust. How do you start to repair that trust?
There's really only two ways. The first one is time. They've got to see consistent, reliable performance from you over a period of time. The other piece is you've got to be able to actively and frequently communicate what you're doing. They need to be able to know what you're up to, what you're thinking, how you're approaching things. They're going to say, oh, wow, I haven't heard from Joshua. Oh, I bet he's down doing the same thing he did last time, but that didn't turn out well.
And as you said, at the front end, explaining, here's what I've learned and how I'm going to avoid this in the future.
Exactly.
That sort of starts that process.
You've got to be really, really clear on that.
That's Brandon Smith, our workplace and career expert. Have a nice weekend.
You do the same.